God's love is greater than life itself. February 8. God's love passeth knowledge. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Christ gave no stinted service. He did not measure his work by hours. His time, his heart, his soul and strength were given to labor for the benefit of humanity. Through weary days he toiled, and through long nights he bent in prayer for grace and endurance that he might do a larger work. With strong crying and tears he sent his petitions to heaven, that his human nature might be strengthened, that he might be braced to meet the wily foe in all his deceptive workings, and fortified to fulfill his mission of uplifting humanity. The love of Christ, said Paul, constraineth us. This was the actuating principle of his conduct, it was his motive power. If ever his ardor in the path of duty flagged for a moment, one glance at the cross caused him to gird up anew the loins of his mind and press forward in the way of self-denial. In his labors for his brethren he relied much upon the manifestation of infinite love in the sacrifice of Christ, with its subduing, constraining power. In the life of Christ, everything was made subordinate to his work, the great work of redemption which he came to accomplish. And the same devotion, the same self-denial and sacrifice, the same subjection to the claims of the Word of God, is to be manifest in his disciples. Everyone who accepts Christ as his personal Savior will long for the privilege of serving God. Contemplating what heaven has done for him, his heart is moved with boundless love and adoring gratitude. The infinite love of God has been manifested in the gift of His only begotten Son to redeem a lost race.